is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Hey, you know, when there's a song you love and you love to sing the song, but you may not know all of the words to it, so you'll just kind of fumble through. That's all great when it's just you, but to video yourself and put that on social media for the world to see as if you're proud of it is kind of silly. That's what this lady did.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. At your gathering day, you gathering say, is it the summer from me? And even special, last Christmas.
Really goes sideways there.
She's adorable, though. She's adorable, but she really thinks she's doing it, man.
I love that. They're not hard words.
No, no. Yeah,
and it's the same verse repeating itself in the whole thing, so.
Last Christmas.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So I found out something interesting. There's always a debate going on whether or not pineapple belongs on pizza.
Yeah.
I've never had it, but I think it would probably be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not totally against it. Have you ever had it, Lindsay?
Yeah, I like it.
You do?
I mean, I don't go for it. That's not my go-to, but I'll eat it.
Lindsay will get a meat lover's pizza or something like that. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Who, me?
Yeah, don't you?
Huh?
Oh, I thought you got like a sausage, pepperoni, ground beef.
I'm not opposed to it.
What's your ultimate pizza topping? Like if you were to get the perfect pizza, what's on it?
I honestly just get cheese.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. But I like stuff on it. It just depends on if I'm with the kids or if, you know. But
I get that.
Yeah, because she'll eat anything.
I will.
Pretty much.
I will.
You never hear her say, I don't like that.
That's true. Like everything.
That's good.
Yeah, is it?
Well.
Or is it a big fat move?
In Brazil, the most popular pizza topping is not pepperoni like it is in America. It's peas.
I saw that. Yeah.
Peas.
I would try it.
They put, they'll mush them up a little bit to get it on top of the pizza. They've got a bunch of weird toppings. Another one is hard boiled eggs is another really popular topping. They chop them up and just throw it on the pizza. And then some regular stuff, olives, ham, extra cheese and stuff like that. But they said it's carrots, beets, raisins, corn are popular on their pizzas.
Raisins, that's weird.
I know. Half sweet, half savory. Ugh. Now, when my parents would order pizza, they'd always get one supreme and then one cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And the thinking was that they would eat the supreme and leave the cheese to the three boys.
Mm-hmm.
But there's three hungry boys,
right,
and one pizza is not really going to cut it. So it never really worked out well. But that was one of the problems we had ordering pizza.
Did you just pick the stuff off the supreme?
No, we didn't. Because even if an onion and a green pepper had touched, it's going to be, you know.
Oh, gross. I know. Kids only want cheese.
Kids only want cheese, so I get, I kind of get it.
Or pepperoni.
Yeah. TJ, you didn't have a pizza place in your city, did you?
Not until I was a teenager. Yeah, it was a Pizza Inn that came in. And the only time we ate there was for the buffet.
Yeah. Lindsay, that's a fun game you can play. Just pick out any random common object and ask TJ, did you have this in your town?
Yeah.
80% of the time, he did not.
But it's wild.
Yeah.
So you just made homemade pizza?
Well, no, we didn't even do that. We had frozen pizza.
Frozen.
Yeah, those Totino's or Tony's party pizzas, whatever those are.
Sure. Totino's party pizza, sure.
Yeah, that was all we had.
They were kind of tasty.
They are tasty. 100% tasty.
Yeah.
But that's why I think to this day that pizza is my absolute favorite thing. Pizza from a restaurant.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have it. We was poor.
Oh. We was poor and didn't have it.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
I'm in deep, y'all. I'm in deep. I have gone down the rabbit hole on savory martinis.
Oh.
Ooh.
Savory martinis. Mm-hmm. There are thousands of recipes. I saw somebody put the juice from canned oysters in vodka.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I mean, we're not talking about dirty martinis with the olive juice. This is... pickle juice, cayenne pepper, crushed up croutons.
Yeah.
I saw a savory martini that used stovetop stuffing that they blended up and coated, what do you call that? Where you put it around the rim?
They rimmed it.
I guess if you're hungry, that could be kind of...
You think?
Like a little appy.
Ooh, I like my drinks to be a little appy.
I love that.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Riggins, I don't know whether there was some mistake or maybe some problem at the post office or whatever, but I have not gotten a Christmas card from you and your dog this year yet.
I'm working on it. It's crunch time.
You're just late getting those out.
I'm just late getting them out. Yeah. That's all it is. But they'll be in the mail. Me and my dog on a Christmas card.
That would be so cute.
Yeah, I don't have one good picture of me and him. Not one.
Not even a good selfie.
No, he's very much a dude. He's not into the pictures.
He's a bro.
He's a bro.
Yeah, pretty much all the pictures or videos that you have of him is from behind when you're walking him.
I've tried to take I want one good picture of me and like him right here that I could use for whatever, and I don't have one. Drives me crazy.
I bet you I could get one.
Could you?
Yep.
Yeah, it's tough doing it myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to go pick up my own Christmas card from Lindsay's family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she didn't bother to put it in the mail. She was just like, here, take your Christmas card.
Yeah. Anybody I see, I just hand it to them. They're like, oh, you didn't want to mail it? No. I didn't want to buy the stamps.
Is the picture planned for the Christmas card?
We had a photo shoot done over the summer, and we used it on our Christmas card. Typically, I get one specific for the card.
Sure.
Not this year.
Okay.
The prices have gone a little up, and we just took one in September, so I was like, let's just, you know,
I'm on board with that.
People now say that if you get that Christmas card picture done, everybody's going to see it on Facebook before they get their Christmas card.
Well, that is also true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely true.
But, you know, Riggins, we always talk about those professional cheerleaders / dancers and then the former professional cheerleader / dancers, how they seem to be having photo shoots every other week.
Right,
We had a photo shoot done.
We miss it.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I always say that y'all have connections with photographers and all that give you good deals and stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Because some of your old friends that you were, you know, teammates with and all that.
Yeah.
On social media, every week they've dragged their husbands to some other kind of photo shoot.
Yeah.
To be part of.
Yeah. It's true.
Merry Christmas. My God.
Yeah. Sometimes they're just advertising for free, but heck yeah, I'd take some free pictures to advertise. But they're expensive.
But the husbands are like, do I have to be part of this one again?
Hate it.
I didn't sign up for this part of it.
Kyle's like, I'll pay you to not have to go.
Yeah.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
I found this story about a guy who owns a seaside bed and breakfast in the UK. And the reason they featured him in this story is because when you stay at his bed and breakfast, you get a bonus of being able to spend time around his, 1,000+ puppets.
Oh.
So he has a puppet collection, and there's over 1,000 of them in this bed and breakfast thing. In polite British terms, I would say, thank you. No.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Oh.
That is the setting of a horror movie.
Ooh. Yeah.
And, you know, they're all like legitimate, like string puppets and stuff.
Oh, the string puppets are the worst.
The marionettes.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you call them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. So, no, I don't think I would be staying there, even free.
No, thanks.
I wouldn't. Yeah. Free, I would not.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
You know, every day there's new surveys, new studies posted on the internet. And sometimes you read them and you think, how do they know that? Like this is one. Christmas food shopping is just as stressful as taking an exam or having a job interview. Christmas food shopping?
Okay, that's too serious.
Shows festive grocery shopping, an inevitable task for any festive party goer, is as stressful as sitting in an exam or having a job interview. And they said heart rate spiked 44% on average, reaching 115 beats per minute while food shopping.
That's so disgusting.
Called grocery shopping.
Yeah, it's called grocery shopping. But
yeah, they put 20 volunteers and heart rate monitors and asked them to do all those things. And it was way more stressful being in the grocery store.
Well, maybe. I mean, it's more stressful if you don't know what you're doing in either one of those cases. If you're in there taking a test that you don't know the material, you're going to be more stressed out than is if you go in there confident. And the same thing with grocery shopping.
Well, anytime somebody puts a heart monitor on you, you're going to be stressed out a little bit. I mean,
where am I?
Why am I wearing this thing?
I got to get out of the deli.
Yeah.
Immediately.
That's what I always say. They don't know these things. Mm-mm. Like, they don't know about dinosaurs or any of that stuff.
Said it's nearly as stressful as watching a horror film. Oh. We gave him 110 beats per minute.
The apples, not the apples.
So, and my deal is, what are we doing with this information? Let's say we accept this information as true. So, what do we do with it?
Yeah.
How are we supposed to change our lives now because of this?
Only get delivery.
Yeah, exactly.
Never go to the grocery store.
It's done by Uber, the study done by Uber Eats.
Right, right.
They want you to be more sympathetic to anybody in the grocery store because they are probably freaking out on the inside.
I'm sorry you've had a hard day. You're at the grocery store. I am so sorry for you.
Just trying to get some Chef Boyardee, if you don't mind, if you could just move out the way a little bit.
Sorry you're having a tantrum.
Here. Yeah.
Because
psycho.
You don't see the mini marshmallows.
Yeah.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So, Lindsay, is there an update on what your elf on a shelf has been up to? Has he or she been creating any mischief in your household?
She's been taking bubble baths and some marshmallows and doing some things here, but nothing too crazy.
That's cute.
Yeah. I don't think she's mean-spirited to where she wants me to clean up anything.
Oh.
Or maybe she just knows I don't clean up. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. No, she's been good so far.
Thank God.
But it's only day 10.
It's only day 10.
Uh-huh.
And does the elf on a shelf hang out until Christmas Day?
Oh, yeah.
And then it's over.
She leaves. Holly Berry will be out of my house Christmas night.
Yeah. Doesn't Santa take her back to the North Pole?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I think she rides with him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not a moment too soon?
Not a moment. Listen.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime.